This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky Fiverr. Time to talk some Bucks basketball as I was off this weekend. Two big Bucks victories over the weekend against two teams that simply aren't as good as the Milwaukee Bucks. Payback of sorts against the Dallas Mavericks and against the Utah Jazz. Giannis continues to play well, and really, the Bucks have a new big three, as people like to say, with Giannis, Middleton, and Eric Bledsoe. Now, really, the key is whether or not Middleton and Bledsoe can continue to play at this level going forward, specifically Chris Middleton. Middleton is a player who, throughout his career, has been a guy that has been streaky, from ice cold to super hot to ice cold to super hot. So we will see if he can keep this type of momentum going for the rest of this year, or will he get himself into another 2 or 3 week funk where, you know, his legs get tired or whatever the case may be, and forgets how to shoot the basketball a little bit before he gets hot again. And then with Bledsoe, you have to question the health of his knees and whether or not those will hold up throughout the rest of the year. But if those two guys can be consistent and play the way they've been playing to go along with Giannis, it should lead to some promising things. The Bucks defense, obviously, has changed a little bit as well, not trapping as much, and that obviously has helped going forward. So we'll see if they can continue to play consistent basketball. Again, doing it against lesser teams, we'll see if they can do it against better teams as the schedule moves forward. Now, on to some other things. The Jahlil Okafor trade, touched on a little bit on the big show at the end of last week before I was off for the weekend. That is a deal that I think I could be very upset about if indeed he ends up to play very well in the second half of the year while the Bucks struggle to find themselves another big man. That is a guy that can score the basketball, whether it be a mid-range jumper, back to the basket, can rebound the basketball. No, he's not a shot blocker, similar to Greg Monroe, but I just think that would have been a really nice fit. On top of that, he's friends with Jabari Parker. I'm struggling to wrap my head around the fact that the Bucks couldn't figure out how to make a deal when all the Nets gave up was Booker. I'm struggling to figure that one out. The other thing I am struggling to figure out right now and wrap my head around is something that Gary Wolfel had said last week, and then I heard Brendan Haywood say it again earlier today on NBA radio, and that is a possibility of LeBron James going to the Philadelphia 76ers this offseason. Now, while the Lakers and Clippers obviously will be in the mix because he just bought a second house in LA, and that does make sense, why would you go out west? Why wouldn't you stay in the Eastern Conference where, you know, again, you can be king of the East? Yes, there's Boston and possibly Milwaukee to deal with, but the 76ers with Ben Simmons, with Fultz, who's obviously hurt because that's how all their first-round picks end up, their first year was hurt. So Fultz, Simmons, and then Joel Embiid to go along with it. They have Covington under contract. You add a LeBron James to that mix, and they could run the Eastern Conference for the foreseeable future with LeBron James. Now, would he want to live in Philly? Would he want to play in Philly with all those young guys? I'm not quite sure, but they're going to have a ton of money to spend on free agency come this offseason, and they'll be able to go out there and lock up possibly at least one superstar, if not two, if they so choose, going forward in Philadelphia. That is a scary proposition as a Bucks fan. That is something you do not want to see happen. Keep LeBron in L.A. with the Lakers or the Clippers, or now the new scenario thrown out there by Sam Amick is maybe the Houston Rockets make sense for LeBron James to go team up with James Harden and Chris Paul. That's fine, too. Just keep him out of the Eastern Conference. Make it be about the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Sixers minus LeBron James going forward, and then I feel pretty good about things concerning the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll talk to you next coming up on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show Wednesday night here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.